maand bovenop hun salaris, plus een loonsverhoging van...
This is Candace. You're listening to KSKO McGrath.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. There was a small volcanic eruption on Atka Island on Wednesday night. According to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, it was short-lived and no ash emissions have been observed in satellite images. Korovin volcano exploded shortly after 7:30 Wednesday evening. It's one of several volcanoes on Atka Island that make up a group known as the Atka Volcanic Complex. The volcanoes are located about 10 miles north of the community of Atka. Michelle Coombs is a geologist with the AVO. She says in 2019, the organization updated the volcano's monitoring network, which allows scientists to quickly detect small explosions like the one that occurred earlier this week. Coombs says Wednesday's eruption was likely hot gases breaking free from the summit of Korovin volcano, and chances are the volcano will return to its sleep state soon, something it typically does based on past similar eruptions. Meanwhile, South Central Foundation is using federal grants to place a school nurse and behavioral health consultants at three rural schools that don't currently have them. The communities included are McGrath, Nikolai, and Takotna. Donna Acey is a manager for South Central Foundation.
If a kiddo has a hurt elbow or a rash, they could bring that up to the school nurse and the nurse could look at it and say, oh man, it looks like we need to get you an appointment.
Acey says the nurse will be based in McGrath and they'll visit schools in Nikolai and Takotna quarterly or more often as needed. She says the nurse can provide basic care and referrals. Danny Gopinski oversees South Central's rural behavior health team. She says the behavioral health consultants will visit schools in person at least quarterly. They'll also be able to schedule telehealth appointment with students in between visits. She says the consultants can run workshops at schools that help with mental illness prevention.
Teaching students at a young age to understand what their emotions are really helps them to then be able to identify as they're growing, you know, how they're managing what's going on for them. They might be more willing to talk about what's going on since they have the words to use and know how to express themselves starting from a young age.
She says that can help reduce substance abuse and suicidal ideation later on. And she says it can keep kids in the classroom more, which helps with academic success. Both the nurse and behavioral health consultant will only see kids if their guardians give permission. South Central Foundation hopes to begin the program before the end of the school year. It's the first time they've run a program like this, but if it's successful, they hope to expand it to other rural schools. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. The greatest compliment to a public media station is when a listener becomes a member. So do your part today by becoming a part of the team officially. Thank you for making a donation.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indiana University, committed to moving the world forward and working to tackle some of society's biggest challenges. 9 campuses, 1 purpose, creating tomorrow today. More.edu.
Is true. Don't have to tell you. You enter. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make one. And we could fly, 'cause we all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there, two worlds colliding, and they could never.
And never tear us apart on KSKO. Hope you're enjoying your Friday so far. I know I am, because it's a Friday. Yeah. All right. My favorite Herbie Vent tune of all time coming up in a couple of minutes. And I have to thank Dave at KIYU for helping me get that a while back. I'd been looking for his.
You're tuned in to LKA Radio, 107.6 FM and online.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.